only 4%.
I'd like to hear your whole
presentation. Well, that's right. My children at school, I teach at the academy, you know, and they know I've got it. They say, say it, Father Sunday. I said, well, I'll say it in installments. Now, we can't take a whole class period to it, but I'll say up to the Civil War for you today, and then I'll say from there on tomorrow. And, honey, they don't forget it. Of course, part of it is to get out of class, to get out of having an album. They're really interested. They just sit there and listen. And when we went on with the lesson after that, when some of them left the class, they said, it sure was a good poem. I really like it.
I know, I feel very interested in the places, and Rome interests me because there seems to be so much of the past.
There is. Now, we do not have a great many old homes or anything that are still standing. Alfred Shorter's home, Thornwood, where a private school for girls is now, is one. And, of course, Oak Hill, Miss Berry's home, has been there a long time. It has not looked always as it does today. Henry Ford gave a lot of money to restore and fix it up. One on beyond it, the old Freeman place, we call it, dates back to before the Civil War and so on. But we don't have a lot of them. Now, you go to a little town like Newnan, oh, there's just one after the other. Townhouses, great big pretty houses with columns that you know have been there a long time. There are a good many of them in Athens and Millersville. You don't find that so much in Rome. Rome was not a section that had these great big fine townhouses like some of them did. Now, there was a very pretty old place. It was the Daniel R. Mitchell home. That should have been preserved, since he named Rome and all, but it was torn down and graded down, and we now have a lot in there, Charburger. So we haven't kept our old homes as well as we might have.
When was this done?
That was done some 10 to 12 years ago, 15 maybe.
Maybe now there would be people who would
There might be. It's right, there has not been much success in Rome in preserving old buildings, and that is true. The oldest building standing, I'd have to think a minute before I say, all around in town, Broad Street and all. Some of them are still standing now, the Fifth Avenue drugstore right down the hill here that burned about a year ago. That building had been there a good long time, certainly since before 1900, now I don't know just how long, but a lot of the buildings on Broad Street have been torn down and rebuilt in the last 30 and 40 years. Some blocks, the block, the National City Bank going north that way, everything on that side of the street's new. Mm-hmm. Since 1925 or something, which sounds way back to you, but is not old not so far as buildings go, you know. And on this side of the street, I don't believe there's an old building standing, maybe one. And when I say old, I mean it's been built within the last 30 or 40 years. It's not a building that's been there ever since before the Civil War or something. We just don't have any buildings downtown that old, I don't believe.
I've deviated a little bit from the questions, but all of this...
You're liking if you get me started talking, honey.
All of this is very important, so don't think that this is not important. That we
well,
really
it gives you a little bit of idea, this feeling about Rome that you wouldn't get.
Eventually, I'll need to ask you some questions about your parents and when you were born, and something about Rome, because you need to know about, in order to understand the people and their speech in the community, you need to know something of the history of the community, too. So, really, you're answering some questions for me now that I won't have to ask you later on. We were telling you about your home, where you were born here in Rome. I'm not expecting anything elaborate, but do you think you could show me how the floor plan was, or...
I would only have to guess at it, honey. I would say almost positively. You see, I moved down as 2 years old. And I'm not sure that I've ever been in that house since. We've never... And Ms. Dan Byers lived there a long time, and they were people we knew and had good speaking acquaintance with, but we didn't go to their home to visit. So I don't know that I've been in the house, but I know in reason that it had a hall, a central hall. And I think just probably one room on this side, one good size room, maybe a small room, and maybe three rooms on the other side, probably a little five-room house about. And most of them in that period were built that way, with a hall through the center, and maybe two rooms on this side and three on this side, or something like that.
What would be at the end of the hall?